1460 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin with the earthquake on January 1st in Japan. Many implications, natural or man-made, number one. If natural, then we have nothing to worry about. If it was man-made, then we do have to worry. Japan, as in the previous programs over the last couple of weeks and over the last year, presenting the BRICS nations, five nations, 3 days ago, an additional six nations. Now we have a football team. Before we had a basketball team, five nations. Now we have a football team, 11 nations. Japan has been, over the last year, in fact, last year, dumped treasury bonds. I don't remember how many billion they want out of America's dollar. This year, or just at the end of the year, they dumped another 1 point something billion. So January 1st, they have a major earthquake, two of them. Are they being warned to stay on the reservation, to stay on the empire petrodollar system of control? We have the ability to do that. We have the ability through this new technology to excite areas where there's volcanic activity, cause them to erupt. I believe Japan has been warned. Do not leave the reservation. Do not leave the petrodollar system to go in and go into and transition to the BRICS network or the multipolar nation network. There are other implications. This may be part, the beginning of the fulfillment, another step in the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 16, the kings of the east, nations of the east, powerful nations that are preparing for Armageddon. The United States isn't giving Japan an alternative. Japan, since World War II, has been a colony of the United States of America. And they've been happy to be part of our economic system. They were part of it in the Trilateral Commission, one of the three nations in the Trilateral Commission. that strategy to have American power economically in the Far East, then we would have economic power in Europe, and then we have economic power in the West. Japan is in a between a rock and a very hard place. They want out. They know the dollar is worthless. They know that Russia and China, in this partnership almost 2 years ago, have announced to the world in a very subtle way, they are at war with the United States of America and the nations in the unipolar network of nations. Japan has been part of that, but they realize they cannot destroy their company doing favors for the United States and keeping our dollar strong, our control mechanism. They've made the decision to leave, to get out. Well, in Revelation chapter 16, is Japan one of the kings of the East that will go to Armageddon to wage war with Antichrist and the Muslim, the Islamic forces? I believe we are seeing now that Japan is one of those nations with China. In the BRICS network, or in this multipolar network, Russia and China have made it clear to all of the nations that will become part of this network that they will be protected. They will be assisted economically and protected militarily. So, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Happy New Year. We're into a brand new year.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Ree.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Searching in the sun for another overload. I singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine and the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
We're driving the main roads looking for another overload. This year, we're going to have many things that are going to overload your ability to stay sane, to remain without having a mental breakdown. You're going to be, the people of the world are going to be tried this coming year. It's already begun. I'm beginning with Japan's earthquakes. I'm going to go in a few minutes to Israel assassinating a top Hamas leader in Beirut. The war, like I've stated before, will begin in, according to the prophecy in Psalm 83, it will begin in Gaza, and then it will escalate into the West Bank, but it's going to jump north into Lebanon, then into Syria to a degree, and then to Jordan, the nation of Jordan. Overloads. Going to overload your mind, your ability to cope. Going back to Revelation 16. China is right now, there is an olive branch that is being extended to Japan. In the multipolar world nation, a set group of nations, China and Russia, they've agreed to protect each other militarily from empire. They've made that agreement. Made an agreement to work with each other in trade, with finance, digital systems, currencies, their own, working with their own currencies, the yuan, ruble, renminbi, the rupee, so they don't have to use the dollar. And China is extending an olive branch to Japan. Because should the United States declare war, a new tech war on Japan, Japan is going to need help. And the nation that's going to help immediately help Japan and befriend Japan will be Xi Jinping and the CCP. The kings of the East, we are watching the prophecies in the book of Revelation take place. The kings of the East are going to unite. South Korea. The United States will not be able to defend South Korea. And if South Korea decides to maybe leave the reservation, it's going to be a bad moon rising for them. They're going to suffer the same fate that Japan will suffer and is going to continue to suffer as they leave the reservation. Japan has got to leave. And the only alternative for Japan are the multipolar world nations. They're going to protect themselves from empire. They can trade. They're going to suffer. There's going to be an undeclared war against them by the United States. We don't need to send missiles. We use our satellites. We control the weather. We cause the plates to shift. creating earthquakes, volcanoes. So Japan has been warned, and China is responding. Japan has been a colony of the United States, and they cannot carry our debt anymore. They do not want to destroy themselves economically by using treasury bonds, treasury notes. So, we are already beginning to punish, and this is an indicator. America is basically using the earthquakes in Japan to tell any of the other nations that are unipolar friendly, if you make a move like Japan, if you start turning your getting out of the U.S. Treasury bonds, if you stop using the dollar, we want to warn you and let you know we will destroy your country too. This is just the beginning of what we're going to do to the nations as they start to... France. France is already moving in the direction that Japan is moving. They don't want to use dollars. Something's going to happen. Macron, something's going to happen. I don't think they have volcanoes there. They're not a volcano zone. But we'll see what the U.S. is planning for Macron. Now let's shift to Israel. Israel is making it very clear. This campaign against Hamas has been and is going to continue to be very successful. Israel, the strategies that Israel is using in this war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip, all of the militaries of the world cannot believe Israel's strategies. If we had used Israel's strategies as a country, if the United States had used these strategies in Afghanistan, we would have probably been victorious. But the thing is, it was never a war to win. It was a war of profit. But Israel, this war is different. Israel is fighting to exist. It's like Israel, in a sense, is in the hospital on IVs and fighting for her life. That's a bad example, but still an example. Israel is fighting for its very existence, the Jewish people to exist as a race, as a family. The spirit behind Hamas, for the Christian people, we understand we have a way of discussing things that maybe people don't understand. But using an example, what the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, we Christians are not wrestling or fighting, we're not at war with flesh and blood. We are at war with spiritual powers, demons, things invisible in another realm, with a king of a kingdom of darkness, the devil, and all of his fallen angels. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. But if you look at the war that's taking place in the Middle East, in Israel, there is a spirit, there is a powerful, invisible force behind the people who are controlled by a religion of death. They're called jinn. J-I-N, jinn. They're called demons. And these demons are manipulating these people. Don't realize that there's a spiritual force that they are allowing to control them. And that spiritual force is the spirits that hate God, at war with God and with the Jewish people. Israel, in a sense, is fighting, yes, physical men and women or terrorists, but they're also fighting a spiritual war against invisible powers of hatred. But Israel is commanded by God to engage in this battle, and they are not to disengage. They are to continue until they have complete victory over those that hate them in these groups, not just in Gaza, but in the West Bank, also up in Lebanon, the Hezbollah. And America is, according to the Bible, America is supposed to help Israel. Even though we have our own ulterior motives, we are to assist Israel. This is another reason why Japan wants out of the unipolar group of nations. Because Japan is not going to go along with a plan that the globalists have to use Israel to genocide. Not genocide, this is a war. Israel's intent is not to genocide the Arab people in the Gaza Strip. Israel is fighting a war against terrorists. It's a war. But Japan has been led to believe that Israel is going to take over that whole territory and occupy that for globalist plans. To some degree, they're not wrong. But Israel is fighting for its very existence, and Psalm 83 and the prophecies in that chapter state that Israel must take over, occupy, control the territory known as Gaza, the Gaza Strip. There will not be a Palestinian state. The U.S. is still pushing for some type of a resolution, some way to end the conflict. Israel's not buying it this time. Israel knows that a Palestinian state means that from the Mediterranean to the Jordan River, from the border of Lebanon to the north, to Egypt, and to Aqaba. That is what a Palestinian state is. Israel will have no place to live. They will have no place to lay their head. So, podcasts are on 1360khnc.com for the Present Truth program. We'll be back. This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
This Christmas, experience the magic of Rocky Mountain Freeze Dry. Our artisan freeze-dried ice cream crafted by our local Colorado company brings a unique twist. Ice cream that doesn't melt. From classic vanilla to exciting cookie dough, our crunchy treats melt into velvety smooth joy. And for a nostalgic twist, try our puffed-up candies, perfect for gifts and stocking stuffers. Visit RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and unwrap the extraordinary.
Ho, ho, ho!
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360khnc.com. Click on the shop button.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
So Israel is going to destroy Hamas completely. And Israel is hunting down these terrorists that are the leaders of Hamas. And according to the Daily Mail, which I don't necessarily go to this site for news, but how Israel's war with Hamas is spiraling across the Middle East. As terror group's deputy leader is killed in Beirut drone strike, targets are hit in Syria, fears grow of a much wider regional conflict. It's going to be Lebanon, Syria, Damascus will eventually be destroyed. Israel is going to destroy the terrorist groups that will come out of Jordan, the nation of Jordan. It's beginning to escalate. It's going to escalate. The fire is going to burn to the north and come around to the east and down south. Israel is going to destroy the terrorist groups coming out of the Jordan, the nation of Jordan. And Israel is going to expand her real estate. Israel is going to control Jordan and own it. She's going to fight the spoils of war. And part of the spoils of this war will be the land of Jordan. Then Israel is going to, in a separate prophecy concerning this war that's surrounding, that is taking place, this is just the beginning. Israel will finish by destroying Damascus. This war is just beginning. Israel, the strategies are nothing short of brilliant, miraculous. And this operation here to assassinate this, his name is Saleh al-Arouri. And he's the, according to the article, since October 7th, he's the first one to be assassinated. And he was killed in a drone strike on the 2nd of January. And now there are fears that this war is going to escalate and expand into the Middle East. It will. Hezbollah really controls Lebanon, the political, I don't know if he's the president of Israel, but Hezbollah pretty much runs that country. And the politicians, the leaders of Lebanon, really would like Hezbollah to get on board ships and sail away. Of course, that won't happen. But the way that the leaders of Lebanon, help is on the way. And the help is the IDF. The IDF. Israel's going to, the war in Syria or in Lebanon is going to escalate. Okay, it's the prime minister. Lebanese Prime Minister Najib Mikati, he condemned the killing. And he's declaring that Israel is planning to draw Lebanon further into war. He is correct. Hezbollah and Israel, the military have exchanged fire daily over the Israeli-Lebanese border since the Hamas war began. And this response to the assassination of Saleh al-Arouri is going to cause the conflict to escalate into Lebanon. And then the Nasser Kanani, he's a spokesperson for the Foreign Ministry of Iran. He's the chief backer of Hamas and Hezbollah. He states that Arouri's killing would undoubtedly ignite another surge in the veins of resistance on the motivation to fight against the Zionist occupiers. This guy is on his way down. It's a trap. This is exactly what God said is going to happen, that this war will escalate. Israel has its momentum, is at peak performance, and Israel, there is no nation in the Middle East that is going to be able to interfere with Israel's plan to deal with the terrorists surrounding the nation and inside the nation. Like I stated, I think on the 8th of October, here on the radio, that America, NATO, the United Nations, European Military Command, Arab nations in the surrounding area, China, Russia. No one, according to the prophecy in Psalm 83, no one is going to interfere, stop, or cause Israel to quit, stand down, and cease the operation to eliminate once and for all these Islamic terrorists that hate the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. Just to begin with, they're at war really with the whole world. The solution to the Islamic problem is Israel. This is in the Bible. Israel is going to set the example. The nations of the world are going to have to resist the Islamic world order. There's the New World Order of the West. There is an Islamic world order. There is the multipolar world order. Israel, no one is going to stop Israel. No agency, no nation. Even the Israeli government, they may dislike the war and want to end it. They cannot stop this war. God said, no, it won't stop until Israel has eliminated the terrorists in the surrounding area.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the monthly KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360khnc.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Optimistic about the way that things are going.
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
So Israel will not stand down. They are under orders to punish the nations, the ancient families, and the nations that have tormented and robbed them and run them out of their land for the last 3,000 years, that have murdered them, that have taken them captive, used them as slaves throughout the nations. They have to be punished, and according to many scriptures throughout the Old Testament, Psalm 83 is the chapter that the one chapter in the Bible that puts all the pieces together, and all of the ancient families have to be punished openly, and none of the Arab people, the people out of Saudi Arabia, out of Jordan, the tribes, the families in the area of Jordan, in Lebanon, in Syria, the Philistines in the Gaza Strip, the ancient nation, the ancient people, they're all guilty of afflicting Israel at some point during their histories. So because of that, Psalm 83 is the chapter that talks about God's punishment to these peoples and nations that have always attacked Israel beyond what would be normal. God would use nations to chastise Israel, to afflict them, but these nations would go a little bit too far. America cannot, will not interfere with this war. We are, as a nation, commanded to financially help Israel, militarily supply Israel, diplomatically to basically tell the other nations to stand down, not to interfere. And Israel and America is fulfilling Bible prophecy. America, eventually, we will occupy Israel. But that's in the future, maybe 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years maybe. We may actually have forces in the Middle East, and this is already happening to fulfill that prophecy about America being in the Middle East. The Houthis out of Yemen are attacking the ships in the Suez Canal, also out into the Indian Ocean now. And so America is not going to send naval support to China or to Taiwan. Most of it is going to go to the Persian Gulf or the Red Sea or the Indian Ocean. And the nations in the Far East that depend on us, like Japan or South Korea or the Philippines, are going to be on their own. Now, I know we only have minutes. I'm going to tell you, because of the nations that are de-dollarizing, God is going to use this country. America is not going to put up with it. America will not sit by idly and allow these nations to destroy us financially by not using our dollar. So here's a prophecy for the people listening that are Christians, that don't see that America is in the Bible. This is Jeremiah 51, verse 20. Here's what God says to you, not to the United States of America. You are my hammer, my weapon of war. With you, America, I will crush the nations. With you, I will destroy kingdoms. With you, I will crush horse and rider. With you, I will crush chariot and driver. With you, I will crush men and women. With you, I will crush old and young. With you, I will crush young men and young women. With you, I will crush shepherds and flocks. With you, I will crush farmer and oxen. With you, I will crush governors and officials. we as a nation are going to punish the nations in the multipolar world system. Any nation that will not agree to our terms and our policies are going to be destroyed. Japan is begun. Japan is trying to leave America's economic control through the dollar, and we have already begun the operations to destroy Japan. In these verses that I just read you from verse 20 to verse 23, everything mentioned in these few verses, everything from farming to marriage to the old dying, having your twilight years without having to endure hardship, everything, it's complete. It's a complete punishment of the nations and the people in the nations that resist our new rules-based order. And that's what they call it, a rules-based order. Well, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360khnc.com.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
I'll send you to burn.
Fire.
I'll send you to learn.
I'll see you now.
You fought hard and you saved and earned.
The world isn't really ready for what's coming. Ready or not, we are going to experience what Christ said would happen in the Gospels. For the Christian people listening, the 7 years of tribulation is down the road. Maybe less than a year from now, I don't know. Year and a half. but it is coming. Christ said that in the final decade, the evil of men, the wickedness, the hatred of the rulers of the world toward the masses is going to grow. And what will happen is the rulers of the world, their plan is to genocide. You want to hear the word genocide? To genocide the people from off the earth, the useless eaters, the people that they feel are not worthy. Well, I'll tell you, those who feel they're not worthy, those are the ones that are worthy. The wicked, they're the ones who are unworthy to even breathe. But God will deal with them, deal with them at the appropriate time, in an appropriate fashion, in the open. The world isn't ready for what is coming. But ready or not, it is coming. Like in these verses in Jeremiah 51, 20 to 23. The multipolar world nations, America is not going to just sit by and do nothing. Jeremiah, God put this in the scriptures in Jeremiah 21, verse 20 to 23. America, under the leadership of Antichrist, is going to attempt to destroy China, Japan, Russia, every nation that is not in the rules-based system of America. Even nations in Europe. I think France is going to be a nation that is going to suffer heavily. Canada is going to go along with the program. England will go along with the program. A rules-based order. Some call it a new world order. Well, a rules-based order that is coming will be the rules of the coming Antichrist. In the months to come, the people of this country are going to see the change, and you can't deny it. One change I've already spoken about is I believe that Donald Trump is about to leave the political stage, and he is going to possibly throw his support to Michael Flynn. Till tomorrow, have a good night. Let's visit again. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.